Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
The Bering Strait is famously referred to as the path that early settlers of North America took to get here. But as the University of Utah's professor of anthropology, Dennis O'Rourke, suggests, our ancestral roots in this area might go much further.
During the last glacial maximum, thick ice sheets in Europe and North America dropped sea levels some 400 feet, exposing a broad undersea shelf connecting Siberia and Alaska. Known as the Bering Land Bridge, it measured 1,000 miles north to south and 3,000 miles east to west. Genetic evidence indicates the ancestors of Native Americans lived in the region for 10,000 years until they began moving south about 15,000 years ago. But the presence of a resident Beringian population has been questioned since there is little archaeological evidence to support it. My colleagues, John Hoffaker, Scott Elias, and I seek to reconcile existing genetic evidence for human habitation on the land bridge with paleoecological data and an absence of archaeological evidence. Unlike much of northern North America, Beringia lacked lowland glaciers, and the land bridge at its center experienced summer temperatures little different from today. Sediment cores drilled from the Bering seafloor contained plant and insect fossils, indicating the land bridge was dotted by refugia of dwarf shrubs and possibly even trees. Wood resources would have been critical for survival and subsistence on the land bridge. A distinct Native American genome had emerged by 25,000 years ago. A key element in its development was extended isolation from its Asian source. The shrub tundra refugia on the land bridge provided perhaps the only geographic area at high latitudes where a population could survive the last glacial maximum in total isolation. Populations inhabiting these refugia would be nearly invisible archaeologically, since the refugia are now submerged under the Bering and Chukchi Seas. Evidence of human habitation in Pleistocene shrub tundra might still remain in low-lying portions of Alaska and eastern Siberia.
That was Dennis O'Rourke of the University of Utah.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.